As many Vermonters know all too well, catastrophic floods have become increasingly frequent in the state. In the last four decades alone, Vermont has seen three large-scale 100-year floods, including Tropical Storm Irene. For years, the state has tried to protect roads and homes from floods and erosion by bringing in construction equipment and bolstering riverbanks and expensive rock walls. But in recent years, the state is trying a new approach, creating river corridors to allow the river to carve out its natural, more meandering path. As VPR's Kathleen Masterson reports, that means letting the river flow, even if it erodes farmland or private property.
So this is the Little River, and the village of Stowe is up about a mile.
Mike Klein runs the Rivers Program at the Department of Environmental Conservation. He points across the water to the first river corridor easement the state ever purchased. It doesn't look like much. It's about 100 feet of pebbly beach and some shrubs and grass. But this newly established bank is a big achievement. It's part of a lofty goal to allow the river to re-meander so it can slow down and keep it from eroding away roads and homes. And it's working, slowly.
So what we call this juvenile floodplain over here is going to grow. Eventually, as the river meanders, it'll create, you can see upstream, a whole nother gravel bar feature on this side of the river.
The fact that a new floodplain can begin to form at all is thanks to a statewide river corridor program that began right here in Stowe. It started when Klein and the Department of Environmental Conservation, along with the Stowe Land Trust, worked with several willing landowners to buy a stretch of their property alongside the river, creating the first river corridor easement. The key? Landowners had to agree to give up their rights to farm or build structures on the land. And most importantly, they had to give up the right to bolster the riverbank with rocks, a process called riprapping. Tom Jackman is the planning director for the town of Stowe.
So once you riprap a stretch of river, once you armor it, you're pretty much committing to having to keep replacing that over the years, because ultimately it fails at some point, as is particularly with a river like the West Branch, which is really powerful during high water events. It drains off of Mount Mansfield, and so it can go from this little trickle to this raging torrent.
That's exactly why Mike Klein and the DEC decided to change tactics. Instead of trying to fix the river, they decided to try to fix how the land is used instead.
And the light bulbs went off, and we thought, rivers are working year after year to get back to that more natural geometry. The most important thing we can do is change our land use expectation and move out of the way.
In the 8 years since the first easements went into place in Stowe, aerial photos show that the river is reclaiming the land, eroding some of the easement property and slowing down and depositing sediment on the opposite banks.
Slower water can absorb down into the ground instead of, fire hose its way down the valley.
But across much of Vermont, many rivers and streams are still structured like fire hoses, deep, fast-running channels that were originally carved out to power mills or float lumber downriver.
So if I just talk about the surveyed rivers where we've gone out and measured them, one out of every three river mile in Vermont has been straightened. So that's thousands of miles of rivers and streams.
Klein says the River Corridor Program is a win-win. River corridors protect homes and roads and infrastructure, and they save money. Klein says landowners who want to riprap the banks are looking at a cost of around $70,000 to $100,000 for a project, whereas for the state to buy an easement along that stretch might cost around $25,000 to $30,000.
So literally a third of the cost.
And lastly, Klein says putting the meandering bends back in the rivers protects the water quality of Lake Champlain. That's because about 20% of the phosphorus pollution in the lake actually comes from rivers. But if the water is allowed to slow down and bend, it instead deposits most of its sediments along the riverbanks, in floodplains and wetlands, where plants can use it to grow. Heather Furman of the Nature Conservancy says this is key.
If these places are protected, can really make a difference, not only for our rivers to be able to move within their existing corridors and in their floodplains, but also for water quality. They can serve a purpose of absorbing sediments and pollutants from our rivers before they hit the lake.
So far, the state has signed more than 50 river corridor easements, and more than 30 towns, including Stowe, have also adopted regulations to limit future development in erosion zones along the river. Now the state is looking to expand the River Corridor Program, in part with funding from the Vermont Clean Water Act, to address more of the thousands of conflict areas across the state, all in the hopes that over time, this will give the river space to find that dynamic balance. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.